Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Right, we're going to do English. In fact, we're going to do the English lesson we should have done last time.
Well, I reckon
we... And we're going to do it without the remarks from you boys, too. Stanford, read the first sentence on the blackboard there.
Yes.
Right, the first sentence.
He runs like a hare.
Exactly. He runs like a hare. Now, what's that bother me?
That's what you put down when you can't spell rabbit.
What?
Hare.
Is it? Is it? Well, it isn't anything of the sort, but I didn't mean that at all.
A hare's a thing like a rabbit, sir.
Is it?
Sure, only it's bigger.
Bosmy, will you stop wasting time? I don't want to know what a hare is.
Well, I reckon you ought to know that, sir.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, we've got a better chance, you've got a better chance of understanding
it. Bosmy!
Yeah?
Look, I can't stand very much of you, my boy. And I warn you that you're going the right way to being punished. I know what a hare is. I know it's bigger than a rabbit. The sentence is, he runs like a hare. I want to know what that means. Well, what is included in the sentence? He runs like a hare.
Who, sir?
Bottomley.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go so far as to say...
No,
that,
I'm not talking... Serves you right, Bottomley. That might teach you not to go on purposely misunderstanding me. Why can't you be sensible and try and do some work? Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Can you answer the question?
Like, you want to know what it means, like?
Yes. To start with, yes. What does it mean? We might get at it that way.
Well, it means, like, that he runs very fast.
Exactly. Quite right. Of course it does. Well, now, this is marvellous. We're really making some progress.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, when we say he runs like a hare, we might mean that he runs fast or very quickly, don't we?
Yeah, I just told you that, sir.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I know you did, but don't get conceited over that. What I want to know is what it is. I mean, like, what figure of speech?
Figure of speech?
Yes, well, we were talking about it last lesson. What do you call that?
A metaphor, sir.
Good book. No, it's not a metaphor.
We were talking about metaphors last lesson.
All right, Bottomley, I know we were. And anyhow, look, you keep out of this. We talked about 1,000 things last lesson, so that's no criterion.
Please, sir, what does criterion mean?
Well, Stanford, would you mind doing one thing at a time? Keep your mind on the work we're doing. You were very nearly right then. You said a metaphor.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's very much like that, but not quite. And don't say megaphone either.
No, sir.
No. It's a figure of speech. We'll be here all night at this rate. It's a simile. He runs like a hare. That is what we call a simile.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. Now, give me the metaphor, or rather, how would we express that metaphorically and still mean the same thing?
What do you mean, sir?
Look, if I use a word containing more than 3 syllables, you boys seem to break out in a cold sweat.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's better.
If you'll keep your tongue still, I'll tell you. If I say, for instance, I am a hare, what does that mean?
That means you're nuts.
Nuts?
Sure.
Bottomley, will you stop being rude?
Well, strike, I can see you're not a hare.
All right, I didn't say I was a hare.
Yes, you did, sir.
I did nothing of the sort. At least I didn't mean that I was a hare. I just said, I am a hare. Then Bottomley was rude enough to say that I was nuts.
Hare.
No, listen, and don't say you didn't ask for that, Bottomley. I wonder if the day will ever arrive when you learn to behave yourself. I doubt it. It'll probably never arrive while I'm...
Yes, I will.
Green Bottle.
Yes, of course it is, and I have arrived.
All right, Green Bottle, I can see that. And just incidentally, I wasn't talking to you or about you. I was talking to Bottomley.
Man.
Well, go on, Bottomley.
Yeah.
Go on.
Tell me what that means. I am a hare.
Yeah.
Is your name Bottomley?
Yes.
Hello? Is your name Bottomley?
You must remember me.
I know the face.
Sure, that's Green Bottle.
Oh.
Hey, Dr. Pym.
Yes, hello.
How are you?
Keeping well?
Yes, I...
You must drop in sometime whenever, oh.
Good, Alfie. What are you talking about? Serves you right, Green Bottle. How long do you think I want to put up with nonsense like that? And you'd better be very careful too, Bottomley, or you'll get some more yourself. And Green Bottle.
Yes?
Would it be asking too much of you just to mind your own business?
Yes, well, I was.
You were doing nothing of the sort. I wanted Bottomley to tell me what that sentence was, and you butted in on the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, don't. And now perhaps we can make a little more progress. I am a hare.
Me?
Yes, what?
Yes, well, it's just as well my old man's not here with his shotgun.
Yes, of course.
You bet you have both barrels.
Yes. I don't want to... Look, what's the matter with you, Green Buckle? Don't you ever stop talking? Can't you realize that I'm doing my best to give you boys some sort of education? Oh, I don't know what to do.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I just had a quiz.
Ah.
But I... No, I haven't listened to... So you've decided to persist with your cheeky attitude, have you, Bottomy? Well, you boys are going to regret this in afterlife. You boys don't seem to realize that the harder you work now, the easier it'll be later on.
Why, sir?
Well, it's because... well, look, it doesn't matter why it is, that's all. If you try harder things, they'll come easier to you as you go along. It doesn't matter how difficult the thing is. If you try hard enough to do it, you're bound to succeed.
Have you ever tried to eat a watermelon with chopsticks?
No.
Well, you want to have a go at that sometime and see how you get on.
Yes, I'll try that.
Will
you boys stop this unholy din? And Greenbuck.
Yeah?
If you can't make sensible remarks, I'd be much better pleased if you didn't make any at all.
Yeah.
You're far more nuisance than you're worth in this class. You talk nothing but drivel from the time you get here until the time you leave. And it usually starts off because you come in halfway through a conversation that's got nothing to do with you.
Yes, well, now you've hurt my feelings.
Oh, have I? Well, I'll hurt you. I'll hurt you again if you're not very careful. You know as well as I do that what I said then was perfectly true.
Woo!
You're always bursting in on a conversation because you're always late.
Yes, but...
Look, never mind about the buts. You were late today, weren't you?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, I...
What made you late today? Just because I haven't asked you for the last few lessons, it doesn't mean that you don't have to have an excuse.
No, sir, that's what I reckon.
Oh, do you?
Sure. Every day you ought to find out why he's late.
Oh, I see. Just so that Master Bottomy won't have to do his schoolwork.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
No, sir.
All right, Bottomy. Look, don't you think I'm awake up to you? I mean, no. Don't you think that I can see through your little schemes?
I ain't schemes, sir.
Yes, schemes. You know hundreds of schemes to get out of doing your schoolwork.
Strong.
You're always trying to avoid doing your studies.
I...
In fact, you're the biggest loafer that it's ever been my misfortune to teach.
Is there no justice?
No.
Oh, lackadaisical, and woe is me.
What? Listen. What are you talking about? As though you haven't wasted enough time already. Lack-a-day and woe is you. If talking like that is not a sheer waste of time, I don't know what is. And anyhow, you were only copying Greenbottle. That's what you were doing. Well, first of all, Greenbottle said his feelings were hurt or something, and then you go on with this broken-hearted business. Just copying him, apparently.
No, I wasn't, sir.
Well, I don't care what you were doing. Keep quiet now. I don't want everybody in the class trying to pretend that they've got a broken heart.
I haven't got a broken heart, sir.
Haven't you?
No,
sir. Oh, haven't you? Well, you'll have a broken neck. That's what you'll have if you don't keep quiet.
Yeah.
Yes, what?
Yes, I will now briefly outline the reason for my late arrival.
Thank you.
Yes, well, it so happened that it wasn't my fault.
The Greenbottle.
Yes?
You are not delivering a speech in the House of Commons. I certainly want to know why you're late. But if you know what's good for you, you'll take as little time as possible.
Yes, but I was just telling you.
All right, well, tell us, but don't take all day about it. What was the reason?
Yes, well, I had a dream.
A dream? What again?
Yeah.
Listen, Greenbottle, do you put a row of tacks in your bed every night?
Oh, I do not.
Oh, well, there must be something radically wrong with that bed of yours.
I sleep in a hammock.
A hammock?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, yes, yeah. I believe you told us that once before.
Yeah.
Well, go on. What was the dream you had in the hammock?
Yes, well, I dreamt that today was tomorrow.
Oh, I see. What? You dreamt today was tomorrow?
Yeah.
When?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, well, last night was yesterday.
Oh, right. I didn't say it wasn't. But the night from yesterday also extended into today, didn't it?
Yes, but when this morning was tomorrow, yesterday was last night.
Was it?
Yes, and prima donna.
Prima donna?
Yes, same thing, only backwards.
Vice versa.
Yes, that's what I said.
Look, you didn't at all. You said prima donna, and that happens to be a lady singer.
Why, sir?
Because she's vice versa. No, did it? Stanford, mind your own business. And Greenbottle.
Yeah?
Irrespective of whether you said vice versa or prima donna, doesn't matter. Because it doesn't apply in any case.
Yeah,
It couldn't be the same thing, only backwards or whatever it was you were trying to say.
Yes, it could.
And I tell you it couldn't.
Yes, but today was tomorrow yesterday.
Huh?
And tomorrow will be today tomorrow. But if yesterday was today...
Greenbuck, look, would you mind keeping that silly tongue of yours still?
Yes, but I was just trying to help you out of your difficulty.
How are you?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it might take me some time.
Yes.
So pay attention.
Exactly.
Now, yesterday was tomorrow.
No, listen, I won't pay it. Listen. Now. Now perhaps you won't be so anxious to waste our time like you do. I didn't ask you to give an account of all the days of the year. All I wanted to know was why you were late.
Yes.
Well, go on, why? Why were you?
Yes, well, I thought today was tomorrow.
Oh, well, if there's no need to get the sulks about it. Even if you did think today was tomorrow, that was only what you dreamt.
Yeah.
And anyway, at all events, you've got to come to school tomorrow just the same. So what's the difference?
Yes, but I dreamt I'd been to school.
Yes, but what? But listen, you only dreamt that.
Yeah.
Well, when you woke up, you must have realized that you hadn't gone to school.
Yes, and so I did.
Oh, you did realize that you hadn't gone to school.
Yes, I realized I hadn't gone to school tomorrow.
What?
Yes, but I kept thinking today was tomorrow.
Oh.
And I knew I'd been to school yesterday, so I didn't think I'd have to go until tomorrow.
But you knew you had to come to school today.
Yes, but that was tomorrow.
What?
Well, it was yesterday, anyway.
What, you... Now will you keep quiet, Greenbuckle? Look, how on earth do you expect anyone to understand a ridiculous jumble of facts like that? I don't know what's come over you. I should never have asked you why you were late in the first place. And then we might have made a bit more progress with our lesson.
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sake, hold your tongue and now see if we can't do something.
I keep white mice now.
Do you?
Yeah, I've sold my ferrets.
Oh, well, I... What? Yesterday? It's becoming fairly obvious to me, Bottomy, that your only purpose in life is to interrupt people. You're the world's greatest interrupter.
Yes, well, he should get a job in the court.
Yes, so you started again, have you, Greenbottle?
Well, I only said he should get a job in the court.
In the court?
Yes.
What else?
As an interrupter.
Interrupter?
Yes, of course he should.
Listen, what on earth are you raving about this time?
Yes, well, if there's a Chinaman there, he says, well,
What?
Yes, and then the interrupter says, that means you want my autograph.
Does it?
No.
And what on earth does that mean?
That means, no thanks, I'd rather have a plate of porridge.
What? Well, that's the finish. I can't bear any more of this. I'm leaving.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Hey,
what?
That means
good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.